the best of the news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A small earthquake in the New York City area shook an awful lot of people.
A magnitude 3.0 earthquake centered at Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, was felt as far as southern New York and Connecticut on Saturday. Geophysicist Jessica Turner with the National Earthquake Info Center says the area's geology plays a role in how far this small earthquake was felt.
Seismic waves are more easily and more efficiently able to move through the earth in the Northeast just because it's very, very old earth. And so that's why this was felt in a relatively large area compared to its magnitude.
Posts on social media reported the ground rumbling, and the U.S. Geological Survey reports more than 10,000 responses to its Did You Feel It website. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump gave Senate Republicans permission to begin their August recess Saturday night, shortly before Democratic and Republican leaders agreed to quickly vote on seven final civilian nominees, but none of the more than 100 still pending on the calendar. Bernie Bennett has details.
The agreement allowed for votes to begin on cloture and confirmation of the nominees without debate. Among those confirmed under the deal was Jeanine Pirro, who was nominated by the president to be the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. President Trump had repeatedly called on Senate Republicans to stay in session through August to vote on his judicial nominees. The president posted Thursday on Truth Social, quote, "Republicans, for the health and safety of the USA, do your job and confirm all nominees." But after an exhausting stretch on Capitol Hill, including multiple voteramas, there was little appetite on either side to stick around. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
About 3,200 Boeing employees who work assembling fighter jets are set to go on strike. This is SRN News. Americans talk about trust.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's top prosecutor has filed charges against a Syrian man in connection with a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial back in February that seriously wounded a Spanish tourist. Authorities say the suspect sought to use the crime as a way of being admitted to ISIS. The man sent a photo of himself to members of the terrorist group before stabbing to give the militants an opportunity to claim responsibility. This is SRN News. A disturbing new trend in college admissions.
A study finds America's rural high school students are less likely to go to college than their urban peers. Students in sparsely populated regions often face obstacles in attending college, including having to travel great distance to get to campus, perhaps a lack of public transportation, as well as inconsistent broadband access that limits online courses. Some colleges have stepped up efforts to recruit those students. Jason Walker reporting.
New outbreaks of violence overnight into Sunday have rocked Syria at two distinct flashpoints, straining a fragile ceasefire and calling into question the ability of the transitional government to exert its authority across the whole country. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.